Hello and welcome to KO Radio. With your two presenters, Barbara.
Hi.
And Hannah.
Hi. First of all, we're going to explain partitioning to you.
Partitioning is an easy way to multiply big numbers together.
Let's try working out a hard sum, such as 477 times 8.
The first step is to split both the numbers into hundreds, tens and units. The 8 is already a unit, so all you need to do is split 477.
That gives us the numbers 400, 70 and 7. The next thing is to times each new number by the number 8.
400 times 8 is 3,200, 70 times 8 is 560, and 7 times 8 is 56.
The last step is to add all the answers together. This would give you a total answer of 3,836.
Now over to Calculator Kid for his top tip about partitioning.
Hello, I'm Calculator Kid, here with my top tip for partitioning. My tip is, when he types numbers with more zeros, just forget them. 400 times 8 is the same as 4 times 8, but it will only work if you put the zeros back at the end.
Thanks, Calculator Kid.
So that's how you do partitioning.
Have you ever heard of Albert Einstein? Here's an interesting fact file all about him.
Albert Einstein was born in 1879 in Ulm, which is in Germany. He died in 1955.
After his death, Einstein's brain was chopped into 240 pieces.
Wow! In 1921, Albert Einstein won the Nobel Prize. In English, Einstein means one stone.
Although Einstein was Jewish, he went to a Catholic school.
Now Calculator Kid will tell you an interesting fact about Albert Einstein.
Hello, it's me again. Here I am with an interesting fact about Albert Einstein. I bet you didn't know this, but Einstein played the violin.
Really, Calculator Kid?
Here are some times tables, the fun way.
1 times 9 is 9. I hung my knickers on the line.
2 times 9 is 18, and then I started waiting.
3 times 9 is 27. Dark clouds suddenly filled the heavens.
4 times 9 is 36. Would I ever dry my knicks?
5 times 9 is 45. Lightning flashed. Would my pants survive?
6 times 9 is 54. Now the wind began to roar.
7 times 9 is 63. It blew my frillies up a tree.
8 times 9 is 72. Oh no, I moan. What shall I do?
9 times 9 is 81. Without my undies, it's no fun.
10 times 9 is 90. There's no need to remind me.
11 times 9 is 99. Dry your smalls when the weather's fine.
12 times 9 is 108, or else they'll get in a terrible state.
And that's the 9 times tables, the fun way.
I, Calculator Kid, say that this rhyme is very useful if you are learning the 9 times tables.
Here is a message from your brain.
Give me a break. Maths isn't tricky if you use the right method.
Did you know rounding is one of the methods you could use to work out a sum? 47 and 19 is a good example to use.
What you would do is to make the sum 47 add 20, take away 1. This would give you an answer of 66.
37 minus 19 is the same as 37 minus 20. Then add 1. This would give you an answer of 18.
Email us your maths problems to mathsmagazine@hotmail.co.uk.
We're also running another competition where you can guess what KO stands for in KO Radio.
Remember the email address, mathsmagazine@hotmail.co.uk.
We hope you enjoyed our first KO Radio podcast.
Bye!